Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines, Tom and McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Tom?
Thanks for having me again, Matt. You know, I think that it's important we see how this is, especially being a fan of geopolitics, I think Biden is absolutely playing this board masterfully. And if you take a look as far as how he's been able to marshal the rest of the world, especially Europe, in terms of trying to, you know, just kind of use those sanctions to kind of hit Putin first in infrastructure and logistics. One of the things we're finding out with the Russian army, they can't run a logistical supply train to save their life, and their parts and maintenance is absolutely in the toilet. And with these sanctions, Putin's not going to have the funds nor the resources to actually replenish anything that he is losing or anything that has been damaged. And he's also, right now, I think that Sweden and Norway, I don't find it to be an accident that both of them are talking about NATO. And I think there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff going on between NATO and Sweden and Norway to just kind of ramp that pressure up on Putin, because that's going to open up a third front or a possible third front on Putin's back door. He already has Ukraine, and he's fighting two fronts there. If you take a look at the possibility of Poland, that's a front. And now he has to worry about Norway or Finland and Sweden. And that's a front that he just won't be able to maintain, especially when we see just how abysmal the Russian army has been doing up against Ukraine. He would be toasted, and he knows this. So I think that how Biden is setting the stage is exactly how he should be, of trying to get Putin to recognize that he is in way over his head. I think part of the challenge, and this is where the Republicans come in, they forget what Putin's job was when he was with the KGB. He specialized in clandestine operations to destabilize countries. That was his job, and he certainly has carried on that job over the course of his career. I don't think there was anything that we could have done to stop him in Ukraine, because he was operating under the premise that the Republicans would carry water for him just like he is. But I don't think that he counted on the unified response that has been happening. I'm not sure how much you've read on Putin's, you know, some of the writings that he had back in the 90s and the 2000s, and how he thought that the fall of the Soviet was the greatest catastrophe to strike the planet ever. And it has been his goal to restore the Soviet empire. And if you take a look at 2008, that's when he started that process in motion. And you take a look at all the steady advances that he's made up until this point, he is going exactly by the playbook that he wrote out.
Yeah, John, I half agree with you in this respect. I think that it's important to recognize that Biden did a great job in organizing NATO, which Trump was about to pull the United States out of if he had won re-election, and he would pull us out of it again. Trump is a Putin agent. Trump is a Putin agent, and so is the Republican Party. And I agree with all of that. I don't agree with you that we couldn't have stopped Putin now, and here's the reason I say that. The Russian military is weak, is badly disorganized, and easily beaten. The only card that Putin has is nuclear weapons, and I don't minimize that, but the truth is that if he didn't have nuclear weapons, we would have bombed him a long time ago, just like during in Kosovo in the 90s and that incursion by Serbia, we took military action. So the truth of the matter is that all he had to do was mention, oh, nuclear weapons, and we didn't do anything. Where I fault, I agree, quite frankly, with one of the callers that Blinken and Sullivan, the national security advisor, and Austin to a lesser extent, and even Merrick Garland are not strong. Blinken did a very good job in putting NATO back together, but there is no sense of authority, no sense of... Putin doesn't feel any danger, physical danger. He must feel physical danger. More people have to be killed. And right now, you say, all of these sanctions over time will work geopolitically, and I think you're right. But in the meantime, people are being tortured. Kindergartens are being bombed. Maternity hospitals are being bombed. Women are being raped all over eastern Ukraine. And Putin's not going to stop that. But what will stop Putin, and what would have stopped him if very early on we had sent in very heavy artillery, including rocket missile launchers, including shorter ship missiles, and including aircraft. That would have stopped him. That would have stopped him. Right now, there are 1,000 Ukrainian fighters holed up in a steel factory in Mariupol. They're going to get genocided. They're going to get slaughtered. And so are all the civilians there. 400,000 civilians have been deported to Russia, and they're being interrogated, and some of them being tortured. You can't wait on geopolitics. You have Hitler. You have Hitler. And one of the sad historical comparisons is that there was an assassination plot against Hitler fairly early on. And it was derailed when Chamberlain caved into Hitler. And Chamberlain said, we have peace in our time. And the assassins realized, and these were high-ranking military officers, realized that they wouldn't have public support then for taking out Hitler because it would look like he'd won, W-O-N, won. And after that, it was too late. If Putin, quote, wins, end quote, in Ukraine, takes Ukraine, his approval ratings will be in the 90s. He will be there forever. He will threaten Moldova. He'll take it. This has got to stop. Putin and the rest of them have got to be killed. That's it. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. We have two more callers in a few minutes. So, Wisco Paul, what's on your mind today?
Well, the only thing I'm going to add to that, Matt, is the Trump administration was very, very corrupt, for sale for the highest dollar, and Garland needs to get off the dime. And Biden's a little weak on this deal, this war. The genocide is hard to take, and that's all. Everything else has already been said. So thanks for taking my call, Matt.
Bye. Yeah, thanks. Well, look, I think Biden did a masterful job, as Tom McFarland said, in putting together sanctions and putting NATO. Net masterful. And he is giving a lot of aid. What it is he's stabbed in the back repeatedly by the Republicans. And he's a very canny politician. He understands that. What I'm simply saying is he's got to be like Lincoln right now. Lincoln was stabbed in the back. They tried to assassinate Lincoln in Baltimore when he was on his way to Washington to be sworn in. I get it. I get it. The Republican Party has betrayed the United States. But it's time to stop caving in to the Republican Party. Thanks for calling, Paul. Jackie of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jackie?
Hi, Matt. I just wanted to make something clear. Aren't they not going after Russia because they're afraid of World War III and the nuclear? Isn't that the main reason?
Sure, that is the main reason. But let me explain what I think about that. Biden early on, and I think this is unwise, it was to deter the Republicans, said, we will not fight Russia in Ukraine. Why do you say that? You're sitting with four aces in a poker game. The other guy is a busted flush. Shut up. Then secondly, he made a slip of the tongue and said, now, if they go into Ukraine, I don't mean some small thing. Well, that was a slip of the tongue. But third, they're continuing to say, he says, I don't want World War III. Shut up. Shut up. What do you mean? No one wants World War III, but that conveys fear to Putin. And then every commentator in the country is raising that. Of course, we don't want World War III. The reason you're not going to get World War III is Russia is afraid of us. They are more afraid of us than we are of them. We don't understand that. Just because a guy, what if he says, all right, World War III, or I take over New York? You know we're not going to let him do that. So why don't you draw the line in Ukraine? It's not Russia, it's Ukraine. And before he went in, why not stand up? Now, the reason we didn't is because the Republican Party is stabbing Biden in the back. So, Jackie, thanks for calling in. Very, very good comment. We're going to the end of the show. Great show, great call-ins as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.